Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. So thank you for coming back to my channel. Make sure you comment as we're going along. It's a week since Charlie Kirk breathed his last. He was shot dead as yet by a person unknown. I know someone's been charged with this. But anyway, no, I am not jubilant about his death. I did not want him to be killed or to suffer anything physically, right? He is dead and he's not coming back. So, but Charlie Kirk deserved less sympathy than most. Mourn his victims, not the man himself. And it's true he didn't harm people by his own hand. Bulwer Lytton said how the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, the social media channel is a lot mightier than that. And what did he use his platform for? Because there were tens of millions of people who respected him, who did what he urged them to do. He was a cheerleader for these atrocities in Gaza. He never heard of a massacre of Palestinians that he didn't like. But I'm glad that he had high moral standards and he spoke out about what's truly evil, which is two gay men getting married, or two lesbians getting married. That really exercised him. He talked long and loud about that one, fixated on that one, even though he had no rational basis whatsoever for opposing it, as was exposed in a Cambridge Union debate, didn't even have a biblical basis for doing so. So he was a very poor biblical scholar for a Christian fundamentalist. He called for public executions in the United States. Well, be careful what you wish for. You may get it. And he became one. Yes, I know he wasn't charged with the crime, much less convicted. It wasn't an execution in that sense. And it was traumatizing for the live audience who saw him killed at Utah Valley College. He also averred that gun rights are worth some gun deaths. Well, he's now one of those gun deaths. No sympathy for the victims of gun violence. And, you know, I heard there've been like school shootings even since then. Donald J. Trump has ordered flags at federal buildings all across the United States, possibly even embassies and military bases overseas, to be flown at half mast for days for him. There was an African-American police officer who was murdered in the line of duty recently. No half mast for him. Charlie Kirk, I mean, wow. It might have been apposite to have the flags at half mast in mourning for a former president or vice president or whatever, but not a race baiting shock jock. He was a sort of frat boy, but a dropout frat boy. Anyway, just in case you've been living under a rock for the last week and don't know who Mr. Kirk was, well, he's very, very well in the United States and internationally as a white nationalist, Christian fundamentalist, constantly expectorating hatred towards the out-groups, known for his vociferation for genocide against the people of Gaza. And he denied the genocide was going on, had no problem with the mass starvation of them or indeed malnutrition at home. I saw a debate when he said no, that free schools meals should not be provided to children. Wow. And this is a guy who's pro-life. I mean, if you want to be against abortion, and I am, you've got to look at some of the root causes, some of which are poverty. And I know people aren't actually starving to death in the United States, but there's still malnutrition. He said the childhood obesity is a problem. It is a problem. But, you know, even if one child is malnourished, that's too many. And some people are overweight. It doesn't mean that they're healthily nourished because they're eating a lot of ultra processed junk food packed with sugar and salt. But it's not a balanced diet. So they can still be obese, but in a sense, malnourished. So he's forever spouting his saloon bar prejudices, his racist, sexist views, which he shouted with fervor and glee. I think he was mostly sincere. He was just limited. He was just dim. Okay. And then he was anti-pedagogical. He was so scornful of expertise and so on. And I know some of his critique against academe wasn't entirely baseless. Okay. It can be an ivory tower. Yes, there is a left-wing prejudice, but he was hyperbolic about this. His credo seemed to be a checklist of far right and religiously maniacal views. It's like he never believed anything that was uncomfortable. And he always simply decided a position and then attempted to reverse engineer the thinking. It was always the case of these are the conclusions which I base my facts. And he liked to quote really his more intellectual ideological soulmate, Ben Shapiro, saying facts don't care about your feelings. Well, Kirk's feelings didn't care about facts, and the same would go for Ben Shapiro. So here's a rundown of some of his most horrific views: that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was a terrible mistake, this that ensured racial equality. Wow. Wow. Would you feel that way if the whites were being severely discriminated against? And no, says, look at DEI, whites are discriminated against. And OK, whites are sometimes discriminated in the United States a bit. I'd rather there was no racial discrimination. You mustn't exaggerate anti-white discrimination in the United States. It's minor, considering whites are still the majority, considering whites still have most of the wealth, political power, and blah, blah, blah. Saying that the 1950s was better for African Americans than today. I mean, was he out of his mind when the Ku Klux Klan was murdering hundreds of people a year in these ritual murders in public lynchings? They always got away with it. It is revolting, you should say that. And by the way, he's a scourge of terrorism. But no problem with terrorist organizations like the Ku Klux Klan. When it came to an organization campaigning for racial equality, Black Lives Matter, he called them burn, loot, murder. And all right, there were a handful of BLM people who committed crimes. They don't actually formally members of BLM, but the great majority of BLM people are not like that. They're peaceful protesters. And I don't agree with the wilder reaches of BLM, but he wouldn't address the central point that unarmed black people are sometimes murdered by the police and the police get off scot-free. Didn't seem to bother him at all. Saying that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who laid down his life for justice, was a bad person. How? How? Staggering. And by the way, he was a fervent Christian too, but he didn't get any recognition from Mr. Kirk for that. He said that women should only go to university if they're aiming to meet a husband. Was he out of his mind? I mean, women outperform men in most subjects. Women make a tremendous contribution in all learned professions. It's ridiculous and the most stupidly sexist thing he could possibly say. And I'm not a feminist. I mean, not in the modern sense. I'm just someone who's sane and not completely imbecilic. Anyway, what would he know about thorough education? He attended for about a semester. He said that Jews are financing Marxism and anti-white beliefs in the US, I mean, which is largely bogus. It's an anti-Semitic meme. And so it goes on. The Palestine is not a country, should be called Judea and Samaria. Well, Palestine is a country recognized by most of the world, almost as many countries as recognize Israel, and so on. That the murder of the order of 70,000 Palestinians, the great majority of civilians, even by Israel's estimate, that's not genocide, despite the United Nations certifying that it is, and plenty of Israeli Jewish Holocaust genocide scholars attesting that it is genocide. How on earth would he know more than them? How? How? Had no credentials in the field whatsoever. And it goes on. The climate change is not happening. It's not man-made. It's not injurious to us, suggesting that black people are not good enough to be pilots. And so on, that a black woman who graduated from Harvard didn't have the brain power to be a judge. I mean, he was the one lacking brain power. So often it was projection. So there was flagrant racialism for him. Okay, that God made the world in 6 days. That's it. Not 6 periods of time, 6 days. And evolution is bogus. I mean, this is just beyond arguments. Professor Richard Dawkins used to say, the intelligent design theory is a bit like the stork theory of conception. It's just not worth debating. It is preposterous. It is infantile that Crimea legally belongs to Russia. And nobody besides Russia recognizes that. I mean, I'll go into his views on Russia and Ukraine some other time. That Zelensky is a dictator, didn't criticize Putin for being one. The United States should cut off all aid to Ukraine, despite America's legal obligation under the Budapest Memorandum, and so on. Taylor Swift should abandon her maiden name, the name she made herself for herself in her career, and use a married name, or she doesn't love her husband. How preposterous. How would he know the internal workings of their marriage? So that's Kirk, born in 1993 into a white Christian middle-class family in Chicago. And he attended that college nobody's ever heard of, and he dropped out. But I got to say, he was impressive considering his lack of higher education. I mean, maybe I'm overdoing it. He wasn't that dim. Nobody could hold his own in a few debates, even against undergraduates, without be having a modicum of intelligence. But obviously, this was his full-time career. He was prepared for undergraduate level questions. If they came from average students, he couldn't take it from top flight ones at Oxford and Cambridge. Very proud to say those are the only ones where he really was bested, where they really humiliated him. And he ignorantly said that all education is indoctrination. Yeah, as though, world experts had nothing to teach him, because most of us have a bit of humility. And I recognize there are fields I know nothing about. There are people who know far better than I do. And it would profit me to pay heed to what they have to say. And not to say I'm necessarily going to agree with everything, but I need to hone my cognitive faculties. There are many lacunae in my knowledge. And so, yeah, I am willing to learn. I'm receptive to new ideas. I'm constantly, self-assessing. I'm often wrong. He never was. And so on. So his dismissal of tertiary education being packed with Mao's madrasas is not as daft as it might first seem. I mean, it is wrong, but there is a grain of truth in it. A high majority of academics are leftists, and of course, they're entitled to be academics. It's not bad that they're left-wing academics, but there shouldn't be such a huge imbalance. Partly, it tends to attract them, and right-wingers are less likely to go into it. So the political center in American academia is much further to left than the country generally, and that's becoming a distortion, is a concern. It's a phenomenon seen all across the world, and it's possible to be a left-wing academic and still fair-minded and objective, but not all of them are like that. Anyway, so that's him amplifying anti-intellectualism. Okay, I think that's enough for the moment. I'll tell you a bit more about Charlie Kirk later on. That's long enough for one video. So thanks very much for watching, and make sure that you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Okay, goodbye, everybody.